Oh my god, it's tooth time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Frog! Monkey!
Oh, Nicole. I know some of you guys miss her laugh, and then some of you just don't. So.
Yeah. And I know some of you liked her better than me, but that's too damn bad.
Too bad, because you're still here and she isn't, right? Womp womp.
All right.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is episode 256. Today is January 17th, 2010. Which I've been listening to Archer, and he's been saying 2010, and then he goes, oh, no, 2010, because he wants to say 2010 also.
Okay, well, if you say 2010, oh, I mean 2010, that's even longer than just saying 2010.
So that is true.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Oh, well. But I've been listening to him, and he's done it the past couple shows, so it's pretty funny.
I actually, you know, after I made it a point to try to say 2010, I've been pretty good about it.
Me so. Too. We're finally back to shorts and flip-flop weather. Woo!
I'm so glad I managed to get both the dog and the car washed today. Mm-hmm. Both were filthy, and yeah, my car's white again.
Yeah, I was noticing the past couple of weeks, and like the back of it's been kind of like brownish looking. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, because you know I'd have a white car.
Right. Of course. And the car before that you had is white.
Yeah, so, both of them are white.
So have you ever had a black car?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. I have. I've had a black car and a white car. So I'm all around blue. Yeah. I've had blue.
But you haven't had
a red one.
A yellow car, have you?
No, but I do want a yellow card. A yellow car. And if there happens to be a very cute Asian boy that happens to be there, too, that would work, too. Mm-hmm. Right. Not Asian boy, because every time I think of Asian boy, I think of, like, thin.
Twiggy, toothpick.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I don't like that of any
race.
Yeah. I don't do the skinny, twiggy, toothpick boys.
Well, I'm a variety.
We know.
So, I have a variety, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hot in here. Should we put the fan on?
I can.
Okay, yeah. Can you stand up and put the fan on? There we go. And somebody's phone's about to go off. I can hear
it. Well, I'm sure it's yours because, you know.
I'm so upset.
Why?
You know, I never use any of my minutes, right? The most I use maybe is...
Right, you're either texting or on the internet.
Right. And, you know, I have 450 minutes. And uh-huh. Apparently, you can hear the horse going through the room.
Yeah, of course. Aniko is restless after his bath.
And you know, I might use maybe 80, 90, maybe 100 minutes a month.
Tops, yeah.
Yeah. Well, since I've been on the phone with fucking Bright House, like, forever and a day this month, I've used up to 333 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yes, out of 450.
And most of that's been on hold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And then the other day, you saw me trying to call my... my damn student loan people had me on, but their hold was so long. They're like, we'll take your number and we'll call you back, which I was like, shit. Okay.
But of course,
the person that I spoke to the first time didn't know what the hell they were talking about. Javier.
And how many times did your calls get dropped and you had to get back and start waiting all over again?
Oh no, that was Bright House.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was pissed.
Can you kick my mic up just a hair? I feel like I'm not loud enough here. Okay. Oh, that's much better. Thank you, honey.
Okay. Oh, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what movie I watched last night? You probably read it.
I'm trying to remember what it was. I'll get it here in a second.
Savannah.
Oh, yeah. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah. Yes. The first time I'd ever seen it.
How'd you like it?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And I tweeted it on Twitter, right? And then Ron Pratasoho said that he has a friend that personally knows
the Lady Chablis.
Mm-hmm. And then he made a comment of saying, you never know who one might know. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? He's like, you're smart enough. You'll get it. And I was like,
I guess you're not smart enough.
Is that a threat? I don't get it. My friend Christy was like, just tell him it's me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So, which I read on Wikipedia last night that Lady Chablis' real name was not Frank. It was something else.
Oh, okay.
They changed it in the
but
book.
But I do like the Lady Chablis.
She's awesome.
Had she been performing, because she only performs, like, I think one weekend a month anymore. Mm-hmm. and which was happened to be not the weekend we were in Savannah. But right. Had she been performing, we would have.
How old is she now?
She's getting up there, but that definitely would have been worth going to see.
Right. So I want to read the book now to see how much different it is from the movie.
Hiding her candy.
Yeah, hiding her candy. I am in distress. I need roses. Mm-hmm. Aniko, is he about to make you blow?
Cray cray?
Cray cray.
Yeah.
I see cray cray on your face.
I want to say, you know, starting Monday, I'm on even more medications now.
Oh, you are?
Well, you know, this past Monday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, if I was a raging bitch before then, I want to go ahead and apologize to you and all the listeners.
Why, does it feel like the medicine's working now?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I feel better. I feel more normal now than I have in several months.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was getting a little worried there about for you for a second. I was like, oh, am I going to come home? And he's going to come. Well, I know, first of all, you would not.
You thought they were going to put me on something else?
No, I thought I was going to come home and you'd be hanging from something.
Oh.
But then the first thing I was like, well, there's really nothing to hang from here except for my shower rod, and that's not going to hold you either.
Yeah, and I would never hang myself.
Yeah, that's probably painful.
Yeah, unless you turn the noose to the side of your neck and it snaps your neck.
Oh, God.
But you still won't look pretty when they come and find you.
I wonder if you're like fat like me and then you try to hang yourself, I wonder if it would just rip your whole torso off or your whole body off your neck. You know what I'm saying? Would that happen?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I'm sure you could Google it and find out.
Probably so, but I bet so.
You know, I'll have to get back to you on that. We'll look it up and we'll discuss that next time.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, I'd like to use one of my lifelines. You don't have any lifelines.
Well, then I'll have to get back to you.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, what else we got?
Let me look at my show notes here. Oh, I wanted to say, like, something happened this week that made me feel like a good person. Unfortunately, the person that was contacting me, it was a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, this person has been having a rough time lately. Right. But I've never talked to this person on the phone. It's usually through Twitter or through
text.
Yeah, text message. So last Monday or Tuesday, I get a call from the person. I don't want to say if it's a guy or a girl.
Right.
And this person says, Ricky, can you talk? And when this person said talk, they really meant like talk on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, you know, I go on break in 30 minutes. You know,
right.
I'll give you a call
then. Yeah.
Yeah. So remember, I've never talked to this person. They've only listened to us on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been any kind of contact there. Well, this person gets on the phone and tells me that they had to end a relationship.
Yeah, that's tough.
And this person talked about it,
mm-hmm.
and they just said, I need to talk to a person that is out of my state, mm-hmm. that can listen, that has no opinion, that will just listen to me.
Yeah.
And even though it's a bad situation for that person,
right,
it made me feel kind of good that I know that they could contact me,
right,
and that I would listen to them without having any kind of judgment.
Well, I will say, you know, I've known you for a long time, and you've always been a person that I've always felt comfortable talking about shit to.
Mm.
So, you know, I could see where somebody else could feel that way as well.
Right. And it just made me feel like knowing that people listen to us and we give them all of this, you know, that they listen to.
Yeah.
And they want to contact us just because they feel that we're a person that they, you know.
Well, we put a lot of ourselves out to a lot of people we don't know.
That is true. That's very true. But I just want to say this person.
Sometimes figuratively and sometimes literally.
Yes. We try to know them, at least when it's literally. At least for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But this person that contacted me, I just want to, I hope that things are getting better for you.
Yeah.
I haven't discussed the rest of it with you, but things are getting a little better.
From what I know so far, you know, my heart goes out to them, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a tough situation to be in.
And I'm sorry to speak so secretively or, you know, like a puzzle, but we really – I don't want to put the person's name out and put their situation out.
It's not for us to reveal people's identity, right. So –
But if you've ever been through a heartbreak, you know exactly what they're talking about, how they feel.
Yeah.
So we hope you're getting better there.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but I've just found it interesting. And a lot of people are able to talk to me, I guess because I really don't give my opinion too much unless someone asks.
Right.
And I'll listen. But
maybe that's why they don't ask me a lot of things.
Because I do. You're like Lady Chablis.
I do give my opinion.
Yeah. Ooh, honey, and let me tell you, blue is not your color.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just part of my being that I have to speak my mind. So
what's best about you is if I'm talking to you about something, I could just tell from your facial expression if it's a I don't give a fuck, please stop talking to me kind of situation. I could just tell you're not interested. So that's like the best part. So if I'm like talking to you and I just stop, that's because
I have been told over and over and over and over again by so many people that my facial expressions give me away on everything. So it's apparently I express a lot through my face. So.
Yeah. Well, and just your body language. I mean, you could tell like when something's up or when somebody says something that doesn't make you happy, but you don't want to say anything at that moment. Like yesterday when I was at the dog park. And normally this situation would not bother me. But I was there at the dog park with Finbar after he got shaved.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady goes, oh, did you just bring him from Love and Fluff? Because that's where I take him. I know it sounds gay, but Love and Fluff.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, that's where I always take him. I've taken him there for years. She goes, yeah, I used to take my dog to the dog there too. I always remember when they put those faggy bandanas on him. And I was like, I like stopped breathing for a second because I didn't know if I should be mad. Or just, maybe I was just in shock.
Right, right.
But I was like, okay, Finbar, let's go. No, I just left. I didn't even.
Yeah, well.
But, yeah. I mean, really?
Who is she to assume? You know, really?
Well, just to say that a bandana is faggy.
No, okay. No homosexual, at least not that I know, mm-hmm. is going to wear a bandana.
And not like that.
And not like that, yeah.
Unless they like to dress as dogs and be dogs.
Yeah, there are people into that shit.
There is.
Which is weird.
Canine people. I don't get that.
That's right up there with pig sex. Speaking of things that make you go, I sent you an email earlier.
Oh, okay. I have not looked at this email.
Yeah, because I wanted to get your... This is on guys with iPhones. Yeah.
I
pulled this picture
God.
Off of guys with iPhones.
Ew. How?
Thank you.
Ew. They have to be on drugs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nasty.
Yes. And he's the young guy's totally holding his hand like... Here, Grandpa. Let me show you how to do it.
We're gonna have to post that. Is that gonna be the album art?
Yeah, it's up to you. You can if you want to, but let me
go ahead and describe
the picture to the listeners.
Yeah,
I pulled it off the Guys with iPhones website, and it's a young. There's two guys in the picture. One's a young guy, looks, you know, decently built, and the other's like a 1,000-year-old crypt keeper. And has his hand on the young guy's erect penis. And it makes you want to go...
Pukey.
Yeah. So,
like, I've seen that kind of stomach before, like, on a grandma or something, like on a surgery show.
I mean, either...
Look at this.
He has paid that boy.
He's had to pay that boy.
Or got him on drugs or something, because there is no reason... For a young, decent-looking guy.
Bjorn would be interested in that kind of thing if he was a little bit bigger. Because Bjorn likes the oldies.
That's fucking nasty. Some guy that old is nasty.
I don't know if he likes them that old, but I know he likes them older.
This guy is...
In that picture, in the 60s?
At least. Late 60s.
Ugh.
Yeah. with old wrinkly dried up balls and and like the pedo mustache.
Oh, gross. He's totally a pedo, and I think that's a big wart on his belly right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I had to, you know.
Or it might be a dirty mirror.
I had to get your reaction on that before I could, you know, go into my next topic.
Okay.
Being the last week or so on guys with iPhones mm-hmm. has been a overabundance of black men.
Uh-huh.
They're like 40% of the pictures on guys with iPhones.
Uh-huh.
And
you feel that's just not right?
Well, seeing as how African Americans are only 13% of the population,
mm-hmm.
and they're 40% of the population on guys with iPhones, it looks more like the statistics from prison.
God damn. If you'd like to make a complaint about that statement, please email filemonkeys@gmail.com.
Saying that guys with iPhones is not an accurate representation of the cross section of American culture.
Gay culture. Well, do you think most of the people are gay on there?
I would say so, yeah.
There's some hot fucking guys on there.
There are. There's way too many skinny, toothpicky guys on
Boys,
there.
Yeah.
And
did you see the guy with, you can see his ribs? Like, he has his belly, like, sunken in.
Probably. You know, I don't pay that much attention to...
To the skinny ones?
No.
Well, they're barely there anyway.
I know. Ugh. You just scroll right on by those.
Right.
It's like, ew.
Gross.
Would you,
see.
Would you like some values to upsize that meal? Because you need to.
Right. Ugh. Let's see. I got some notes here. Let me... Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to get it open here. Show notes. All right. Talked about that situation. Talked about Finbar and the groomers and the faggy bandana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Friday night, mm-hmm. I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning fucking watching National Geographic, Science Channel, and whatever.
Is it not addicting?
Yes. Last night, I watched it mostly until 5:30 this morning.
You're laying on your ass, and it's you just get sucked into it, and you don't realize the time that has gone by.
It's so addicting. And this morning, when I woke up at 10:30... I watched it until we just started recording the show.
It's like TV crack.
Yeah. And especially, like, I was watching the one where they're talking about the different, we're going to get dork it out here for a few minutes. So I apologize.
Veritable Virgo will love this. Right. No offense.
They're talking about the cycles of the earth and when every time there's a complete, like, abomination
it's
of
like
everything.
It's like the menses of the earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool.
I follow you.
Oh. The menses.
Mother Earth has to use a big tampon.
It's very interesting. Every time the Earth ends, it's always red in nature. Like, you know, like there's red hues and glares. So
uh-huh.
maybe because that's interesting.
I remember the last time the Earth ended.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's what it says on the show. But I saw a really interesting one.
No, I was watching this thing on, I think it was Discovery Channel, and they were doing, it was Apocalypse Island.
Uh-huh.
And this guy supposedly had found this Mayan temple on this remote fucking island that would have taken him like 3 months to get there by boat.
Right.
You know? And they build up for an hour and a half to get to this island. And when they get on the island, it looks like a fucking rock.
It's just a rock?
Yeah, I'm like, this is the temple. He's like, oh, it's supposed to be the sun god, this, that, and the other. I'm like, no, that's a motherfucking rock on the side of a mountain.
Oh, so they try to make it sound like it was built,
mm-hmm.
but it was just a rock.
No, it was a fucking rock.
Then you're mad for that past
yes,
minutes.
I wanted that last hour and a half of my life back.
because you could have been watching How It's Made on the Science Channel.
Yeah, anything besides that bullshit.
Which, by the way, I don't know how I'm going to get any sleep next week because they're doing a whole series of How It's Made, all 880 products, 180 shows for 5 days in a row. I'm going to die because I love watching that stupid shit. Like how they make balloons. I watched the other day how they made balloons, rims for cars, and whistles. And I was like, that's so cool. And I found out why a Rolls Royce is so fucking expensive. Because that shit is handmade from each person. Like, it's not at, like, a factory.
If any of you listeners out there would like to date Ricky and find this interesting, please contact the Foul Monkeys hotline.
I can be smart, damn it. Fine, we'll get over the talk.
I'm just joking.
But seriously, the Rolls Royce is handmade. The whole thing is handmade. No machines like they do like other factory cars.
And if you put a big grill on a Chrysler 300,
it looks like a Phantom.
Mm-hmm. Well, until you might think it looked like a Phantom until a real Phantom pull up.
Our dear friend Cat Williams.
Right.
Mariah Carey's playing a concert in Hollywood, Florida on the 24th. I'm so upset.
Oh, really?
The tickets already sold out. But I wanted to go.
Okay. I can put on a wig and put the fan towards me and lip sync, and it'll be the same thing.
No.
Because that's exactly what she's going
to
do.
I have to see her, though, one day before I die or before she dies. And then
you'll die first.
Oh. I'll die first. Probably from hanging myself in the garage. Chelsea Handler is also going on a book tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her new book's called Chelsea Bang Bang or something like that. I would love to see her, but she's only going to Miami Beach.
How old is Mariah?
She's 38.
Okay. So she's
39.
She's older than us then.
Yeah.
Okay. I was not sure of that.
Yeah. She is older than us.
Okay.
I love her. Her birthday is March 26th, I think. I know. It's sad, isn't it? Real sad. All right. How long have we been recording? Oh, 22 minutes.
Yeah, we better.
You want to do some phone calls?
We better get some phone calls going.
All right. Let's see here. I don't know if we played this. Is this Scotty?
G'day.
Yeah. We played that last time. Thanks, Scotty. Should we play it just because I like the way it sounds? Let's do that.
Okay.
Hold on. Just because we like the way you sound, we're going to play it.
G'day, Ricky. I just received your Christmas card in the mail today, autographed on the back by you and Julian. Thank you very much for the Christmas card. Oh, this is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, calling from way, way down under. But the mailman has finally come. Thanks. Have a happy new year. Bye.
I wish my mailman would finally come.
If you have seen him, you wouldn't say that.
Oh, is he ugly? He's gross looking. Never mind.
He kind of reminds me of the old guy in that picture.
You know who I want to be my mailman? Princess Holly's husband, who is a mailman.
Oh, yeah?
He's all kinds of fine. Have you seen his pictures?
I don't think I have.
I have some saved on my phone. I'll show you.
Oh, okay.
He's real cute.
Don't forget to play the one from German Bear.
That's the one I'm getting ready to play.
Uh-huh.
This is why I love listeners like German Bear.
Uh-huh.
We tell him to do something, and he fucking did it, like, within minutes.
I know.
But we had to end the show last time before he got finished.
He's like, what, you're ending it now? I just left a message.
So he said it was too expensive to call the United States, so he just made a recording, and OMG, WTF, he sounds so cute. I swear, I just want to, like, fly to Germany right now.
Okay.
He's so hot. Well, he's hot and he sounds hot.
Okay.
So, you ready?
I am.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian. It's German Bear. I just wanted to say hello to both of you and greet my new online friends, Tara, Kim, Pooh, Piglet, and everyone I forgot right now. And last but not least, to you, Ricky. Bye.
I bet you could be his little piglet.
Oh, I could be his little piglet. Doesn't he sound cute?
Yeah, that's a very cute accent.
I got to play it again.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian.
I like how he says our names.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Julian. We are so stupid.
We love international listeners.
I know.
German Bear. I just
German Bear.
I wanted to say hello to both of you and greet my new online friends, Tara, Kim, Pooh, Piglet, and everyone I forgot right now. And last but not least, to you, Ricky. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
He likes me.
Well, you are the single one. So.
Yeah. Very fucking single. Thank you for calling, German Bear. We
yes,
really
thank you so much.
It. It made us happy on the inside.
I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to play it at the end of our live show, but
right.
Time constraints and all.
But he wanted, German Bear wants to hear the reaction from Tara, Kim, and all those people.
Uh-huh.
So if you can call in and tell us what you thought about German Bear's voice, he would really appreciate it. He wants to hear the feedback from
okay.
It.
Yeah.
And I think that you should do that for him because he's cute and sounds sexy.
And we asked you to.
And he could be our link to us going to Germany and having a place to save when we go on our international tour.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't it be? Let's see. We have Kim and the Faroe Islands we can go visit, which I don't know where that is. Do you need shots to go there? Because
you probably do.
I seriously don't know where that is. I think it's like near Malaysia or something.
I have no idea.
Or Japan. I don't know. And
you
then,
must kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
And then we have German Bear in Germany. We have
right. We have several Australian listeners. Mm-hmm, so.
Which, that would be cool to take a tour of the whole continent there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have? We have some people in England. I don't talk to them, though, too much.
We have Steve in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, well, we can go there. Sorry. I want to go to Spain, too. Well, if we go there, we can all just take a train to everywhere. It's yeah. Like going to Spain is like for us going to Virginia. I mean, it's like that close.
Or not even that far.
Right. It's sad. I wish we had something like that in the States. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then we have people all across the United States we can go see.
And then we went back to Greece.
Right. let's see. Chuck was supposed to leave us a review. It still hasn't showed up on the iTunes page.
Really?
So. Yeah, Chuck, if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd love you forever. But if there's other people that are listening to us that has not left us a review on iTunes, we'd really appreciate
yeah.
That.
If you could go ahead and do that for me, I'd be really appreciative.
You should yeah. See his face right now. Yeah. I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Yeah. And
oh, clothes are done.
And I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday, yeah. Too.
That's a good movie. Yeah. I love that movie. thanks, Chuck, for leaving us a review.
And thank you for your email to me.
Yes. Oh, he did email you?
Yes, he did.
Oh.
He responded back to me.
Oh. And what did he say?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Oh. That's why he only emailed you?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. He probably said something kinky, didn't it?
No, it didn't say anything kinky.
Okay.
Nobody kinks with me like they do you.
Jenny,
they're all afraid I'll be mean to them.
Right? They are afraid of you. It's so weird. They are so afraid of you. Jenny says, I just want to let you know that you guys sound just fine on the recording. I always hear the two of you complaining about sound issues and microphones going out, but we don't hear any of that on the actual recordings. Just thought you might like to hear that. It doesn't sound like shit after all.
Oddly enough, I have not had the first mic issue today.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, but
this is getting on my nerves.
Knock on wood.
I know. This fake Target wood.
I think there's real one.
No, it's real
there.
One. Yeah. It's just pressed together.
There you go.
All right, we got another phone call. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, guys. This is Joe from Dallas. Just calling. And first, let me get this out of the way and pay the toll for listening to Foul Monkeys. Ricky, you are beautiful. And Julian.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Okay, let's finish up.
You are just gorgeous, and the two of you together are just a hot man witch waiting to happen. Okay, now that I got the bullshit out of the way.
Oh, what? Okay, well, let's cut clear up.
Well, you know what? You know what he means, though. We're like the two pieces of bread, and we need a piece of dark meat between the middle of us. You think that's what he means?
That might be what he means.
Uh-huh.
But what's going to happen...
Mm-hmm. Is there's just going to be one slice of bread with the meat folded over itself.
I like meat, me, and then meat. That's my kind of sandwich.
So you're kind of like the middle part of a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is just a question for Julian. Did I hear air quotes around the word dating when you mentioned Lou's boyfriend? Just curious and be happy to hear the answer to that question. So, and really, was dating, or did your meaning of the word dating include actually having dinner prior to and saying good night afterwards, or was it rolling the hay and quick scurry out of the bed, gnawing your arm off so that, you know, he wasn't aware that you were leaving the room? Just curious. Talk to you later.
To answer your question, Joe, yes, we had dinner before we
consummated.
Yes.
The relationship.
Yes.
What'd you have?
Each time.
What'd you have the first time?
Went to Outback, actually.
Oh. I want to go to Outback soon. I need to find me a guy to take me to Outback.
You need a blooming onion?
No, I want a steak.
Well, I mean, it's an appetizer, dumbass.
Oh. Dumbass.
Well, I know you weren't going to go there just for a fucking onion. Jesus.
That'll work, yeah. Blooming onion, whatever. Which I saw on How It's Made, how they make those.
Of course you did.
Well, no, that was Rap. What is it on Food TV Network? It's like How It's Made, but it's on Food TV Network.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped Up or something?
I don't know.
Whatever. All right, so we're at 31 minutes. I think we got another voicemail here. Let's see. Oh, I need to save that email. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. It's Veritable Virgo here. It's Sunday, January 17th. Beautiful weather here in the Northeast, although we are expecting rain and snow. So unfortunately, Old Man Winter is not yet done with us. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to warmer days and especially being able to attend Gay Days in Florida this coming June. Should be a lot of fun. So I'm at the Foul Monkeys website and I noticed the album art for episode 255. Very nice. Carter Oosterhaus. Of course, I don't think your cable guy was that hot. You might think differently, of course.
I'm sorry. Our cable guy was fucking
he
hot.
He was that hot.
I'm sorry.
Of course. Anyway, just wanted to give you a shout out. I also want to say hi to Joe in Dallas and Andrew in California. And hope that you guys have a really wonderful show. I'm looking forward to hearing it once it drops to iTunes. I would assume that's episode 256, but I could be wrong. If something strikes a chord, I might make some album art for you. You're getting some kind of an error on your picture there. The feed that runs the cycling.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. One of the photos isn't showing up. It's just code, but it'll eventually go away.
I looked at it earlier, and it would look fine.
Oh, I think it's right after this one. Hold on. It shows, like, code up here.
Oh.
See it? I don't know why it's
doing
that.
No, seriously. I was on it, like, an hour ago, and everything was fine.
Oh, well. Damn.
What?
It just sounds quiet because of the recording that he's on. You can hear, I guess, the background noise or something.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, let's finish this up.
So, every now and then, this error pops up with some... HTML text, so you might want to look at that. Let's see. So that's about it. Just like I said, have a good show. Make us all laugh. That's what you do best. And hope hope you get your VW oil leaking situation under control. And I really do hope you found someone or something to hug last night while it was thundering and snowing or whatever it was doing.
No snow.
Those scary visions in my head that you might be hugging Finbar all night long.
Aww.
Julian, I think he'd need some more medication after that. So, yeah, what can I say? I'm really sure I'd love me for it. Anyway, do us proud at when you do your recording, and I'll catch you around. Take care. Have a great, great time today. Bye.
I'm sorry we disappointed you with this show, okay. Probably.
The name for the old man in the picture?
Uh-huh.
Old Man Winter.
Old Man Winter.
Oh, yeah.
Old Man Winter is not done with us yet.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was actually, like, storming yesterday, last night.
Yeah, I know.
It's really weird in wintertime for here for it to, like, rain.
Yeah, well, there was
it
no,
never rains.
No snow.
No, it wasn't even cold enough.
No, it's not cold at all.
We almost... Is that somebody knocking on the door?
No.
Oh. We almost had to turn on the air conditioner today.
I did yesterday for a couple minutes.
Yeah. It got a little warm today.
A little bit.
But we're okay now. Well, I guess that's it. That's all we have for today. We're at 35 minutes. So.
That sounds excellent.
Good gosh. You know, we might even try to get one out on here on Wednesday.
You bet you also, too.
We need to start doing that. I always say, we'll get one out on Wednesday.
And then we never do.
Well, record on Wednesday, which would probably come out.
And then we never do.
Yeah. So, whatever. I don't have time.
I'm busy.
And I just wanted to say, the only reason the show came out, was it Thursday night, I think? The last show?
Mm-hmm.
When did it come out? The 14th. When was that? Today's the 17th? Thursday.
Yeah.
The only reason it came out that late is because, actually, it was Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
No texting.
The only reason that was out is because Drummer Sticks was flirting with me.
Oh, and wanted
I got
it?
The yeah. So he got it.
Oh, of course he did.
You know, of course he did.
Well, so I'd like to say, as a generalization,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing to do with our show, of course, but even though you know the Titanic's going down, it's still fun to watch.
Well, we're out of here.
All right.
Call us at... Oh, yeah. Important update. We no longer have the Foul Monkeys Facebook page. It's only the Foul Monkeys fan page.
Yeah, we don't have the Foul Monkeys...
The group page.
We don't have the Foul Monkeys group on Facebook anymore. We only have the Foul Monkeys fan page.
Right. So if you've been removed from the group page, which you have been...
Everybody
go join,
has been.
Go join at the fan
The Foul Monkeys fan page.
Yes. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Hey.
Damn.
Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. No, 2.
2.
Let's see. You can join us on Facebook, the fan page. You can find me on there as Ricky Burton.
You can follow me both on Twitter and Facebook at J.C. Marple.
Follow me on Twitter, foulmonkeys. And leave us a review. We need some iTunes reviews.
Yeah, we haven't had any iTunes reviews
We'd really
in a while,
appreciate so. That. I changed over...
If you're going to do it, they need to be 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars. I changed over. Changed us over from personal journals to comedy.
Uh-huh.
So I might have to switch us back because we were in the top 50
right.
in personal journals.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we're in the top 50 on comedy. So, I mean, I think we're hilarious. Not so confident.
I think we can take them.
Yeah. Oh, I can take them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky
and this is Julian.
Have a great week. Bye.
Peace.